Shalom, nosa shiur litbatel.
Topic of the lesson is annulling towards the upper one. We're going to be reading select excerpts from our sources. We're on excerpt number 45. The study material appears in our site, and you can also find it on the Ravut system under the study material button. You can ask questions during the lesson. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
Yes, our whole work is to annul before the upper one, and this is why, to begin with, we are built out of the will to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator. There is no greater oppositeness than that. There are only two forces, the will to receive and the will to bestow, and we are in the will to receive, all of us. And our whole purpose is not to change the desire itself, but rather to change its usage so that it will be like the desire to bestow. That is to change the intention, that I'm working with the will to receive, but always to the extent that I use it or bestow to others, because the Creator wants to bestow, so I can use my will to receive and activate it. However, to the extent that I get from the Creator, you know, I receive from the Creator in order to bestow to Him. This actually is our work. And in order for us to be certain that we're doing it correctly, the Creator broke us into pieces so that the relation between those pieces is egoistic, and then to the extent that we are able to rise above our will to receive, each and every one of us, and to work for the benefit of the other, by that we realize, we check that we can also be in the same manner towards the Creator. This is something that is very special. It's a truly a special invention out of the fact that we need to reach a will to bestow. So the Creator broke our vessel, broke our desire into pieces, and instead of one man, we ended up with millions, billions of people. And each and every part exists in opposition to all of the other parts. And in this way, through the connection between us and the disconnection between us, we can check our nature and the Creator's nature and to learn from that. What is happening here? What did the Creator prepare for us? And how can we work with it? He, from above, and we, from below, can begin between us to change the situations, to see in what are we similar, in what are we far away from one another, opposite, how can we check our state, study our state, change our state, and accordingly to feel how much we're coming closer to each other or moving away from each other, etc. That is, the Creator gave us the ability to study the entire upper spiritual system through the connections between us, the relations between us, so that we realize what is happening to us here. We can attain it, we can measure, we can see and feel, and turn to Him and ask for forces to come closer, for forces of distancing, so that He will explain to us what is happening and how and where. That is, He truly gave us here a place to study. What does it mean? a will to receive? What does it mean, a will to bestow? And this is how we, between us, through our relations in our world, we can gradually build relations that are not corporeal in order to receive, but rather spiritual in order to bestow. And to that extent, that we, between us, can assemble states, relations of in order to bestow, we will feel in that the nature of in order to bestow, which is the Creator, and accordingly, gradually, we will discover the essence of this force in order to bestow, the force of bestowal. And this is how we will get to know the Creator. And it all stems out of the exercises that we need to perform between us. And according to how we arrange it between us, this is how we will reach the awareness, the knowledge of the Creator. It is something that is very interesting. And that certainly we were given a certain laboratory in which we can study both this world, meaning relations of in order to bestow between the different forces, and also how do we cross the barrier, meaning the intention of in order to receive, that it will be as a basis, and upon it we will build the intention to bestow. And according to the intention to bestow, we will also be able to come closer to one another and measure according to our intention how we are coming closer, how we are moving in our place, one towards the other. In that, we discover the dimension, the space, a new dimension, a new space that depends on the degree of our intentions towards one another, our dispositions towards one another. And then in that space, we can move. And the more we are immersed, the more we're engaged in moving towards one another, checking our situations with respect to one another, we feel ourselves that we're leaving the corporeal space, corporeal motion, in which we were born and we're used to those feelings. And we also realize that this is not just corporeality. Rather, it's changing our states in the will to receive. And our whole world is operating according to in order to receive, in order to enjoy from one another, or to the opposite, when we distance from one another, and we transition from that measurement, which also, all in all, this is just operating in our desires, our intentions, not more, but this is what we call corporeal or material. Then we shift to other relations between us, which are relations that are according to bestowal, mutual bestowal to one another. And here we are entering a different space. It's called the spiritual space. And in it, we wish to exist. And even though we cannot distinguish between this and that, this is how the Creator created them. As it says, the Lord has created one opposite the other, but nevertheless, we are capable of while being in the corporeal world, meaning a world that is operating according to the force of the desire to enjoy from the others, we shift to the spiritual state where we exist in relations of delighting the other, giving, fulfilling the other. And then it turns out that these two worlds are opposite to each other. One is working according to the force of reception, our world, and the other one is working according to the force of bestowal. And then we need to learn how, through our desire, we are capable of moving, just like in our world, not to pay attention to the corporeal distance, but rather to the egoistic spiritual distance, to what extent we're close to each other or far away from each other. And from that we can learn how we can move in the upper world, in the spiritual world, in which we distance or come closer according to giving to each other. And the more we will try to be in it, to get to know it, so we will enter deeper in, and we also learn more the upper world, and also out of it, we will also learn our lower world, which we are also not familiar with. We don't even know ourselves, and these corporeal laws, that is the ego, we can only study them to the extent that we do rise to the anti-ego, to bestow. And from that, we can also get to know the world of reception. This is why we should try. Maybe we need to go over what I said now again, and maybe more than once try. However, we need to approach it in this way, to study the upper world opposite the lower world, and the other way around, the lower world opposite the upper world, so that these two worlds, these two forms of the single reality, we will study them, we will get to know them, and we will detect these forms within us, and this is how we will advance. And above both of them is the upper force. And this is how we will get to know it. To the extent that it is arranging the upper world opposite the lower world, and out of that we will get to know its intention, its actions. I created the evil inclination, I created the spice of Torah, all of those things. We will start to get to know them more deeply, and out of that, we will understand the Creator. Not the essence of the Creator, not the nature of the Creator. However, from your actions, we get to know you, as it says. This is how we will get to know Him, to the extent that He is allowing us that. Well, up to here for the time being. As you know, each and every day we're cutting off some slice from our path and we study it, and then throughout the day you need to implement it to get to know it better, to go over it again. So for the time being, for today, this is the slice. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот все это возможно реализовать.
Yes, dear Rav,
когда мы пользуемся желанием.
All of this is possible to implement only when we use the will to receive in order to bestow to others. Rav, I didn't hear. I can hear you.
Все, что вы говорите, можно реализовать тогда, когда мы пользуемся желанием нашим ради ближнего.
Yes, all of these things, we can realize them only when we are among the friends. Yes. As Rabash writes, that there is nothing besides the friends. Why? Because if I do not establish my connection with them, they don't have the precise grip on the upper world, on the upper states, in order to bestow. And certainly it is one opposite the other. As much as I advance and I come closer, I want to come closer to the friends, I feel opposite that, against that, opposite states, that I don't want it, and I'm being lazy with each and every action. This is how it works. Yes, Vlad?
What does it mean that I use my desire for the benefit of others? So that's what you said, to that extent I can use it.
Well, we don't start from that. We start even from the egoistic form, that if I do not enter, if I'm not incorporated among the friends, then I don't feel that I have any spiritual mind or emotion. Only after I enter between them, I begin to feel myself that I have some kind of forces, thoughts, desires that are spiritual somehow, that I become flexible in my thoughts and my desires. This is what it's all about, because eventually what I acquire in my connection with the friends, this is what I use in spirituality and nothing else. Besides what I acquire in my connection with the friends, as Rabash writes, that there is nothing besides the friends, this is according to his ascent, that he rises and rises and rises, and this is what he discovers until he reaches a state where that's it. Besides the friends, there is nothing. My whole world is the relations between us. And all the rest, it's this loathsome corporeal world, material world, that you shouldn't take it into consideration or do anything with it, but only to use it in order to rise even higher and connect more with the friends.
But in that context, the Creator over there is something additional that's being revealed to us, or is that too part of the connection?
The Creator is revealed as a result of all kinds of relations between the friends. From that I learn what is the will to receive versus the will to bestow, the intention in order to receive versus the intention in order to bestow, in all kinds of different connections and manners. And out of that, I get the ability, this internal flexibility with which to begin to feel between reception and bestowal. And this is how I begin to depict to myself what is my source, the upper force that is establishing the relations between us in such a way. All in all, the Creator, Boe, is Bo-U-E, come and see. All in all, as we establish relations between us, in good and in bad, each one towards the others, out of the sum total, the combination of relations among everyone, we build this kind of a field between us. We reach a certain agreement among us, which is called Boe, Creator. We do not discover Him. We always, because there is nothing to discover, it is above our senses, above our intellect. We discover only what is revealed out of the relations between us. This is called, from your actions, we know you. And there is no other way, no other method to get to know Him.
Poland.
Rav, you said that we don't even know ourselves. Is it only that we discover it in the others, in the friends? Or is there a need for us to try to discover ourselves if we're only existing outside of us?
What's happening with the translation to Hebrew? No, we can't hear you. They have some problem there with the connection. So let's move on to Baltia. Baltia, free. Holland, you'll be next in line.
Good
morning and thank you for the opportunity to ask questions. Rav, I felt this way lately. There are... Lately, I don't understand what I'm doing. I see that I'm standing before the 10, and I can't manage to incorporate. It seems like I'm not capable of jumping inwards. And maybe the question is, this action, is the Creator going to help me with this? Is that what it means to cross the machzom, where I simply feel that I'm incorporated in the friends with all my might and not just kind of without forces?
So, first of all, everything that is happening to us, it's happening inside of our brain, inside of our heart, all of that comes from the Creator. And He Himself is in that. And there is none else besides Him, not in the form of some system or in the form of some other element. So there's no question about it, that it is the Creator who is doing it. That's one thing. Second, we need to continue in each and every situation. And when a person is in some situation, he doesn't understand where he is. And we learn that about ourselves each and every day, that when we exist in some state, and it can be a good state or a bad state, a confused state, helplessness, lack of strength, whatever it is, we know only one thing, that we have to continue. That's it. We have to continue. So much so that you're not capable of anything. Go to sleep. Shut your eyes and go to sleep. If you're completely incapable of doing anything, but if you can do something, then put yourself into some connection, a physical one, a spiritual one, it doesn't matter which one, with the friends. That is the most correct. But if you can't do anything, don't do anything. Besides, lowering yourself to the degree of the beast, that you are now going to sleep. And then you have to understand from that also, you need to understand another need for this world in which a person has to work and arrange his corporeal life, etc. Because all of the spiritual states that he needs to reach, for the time being, he is in such states where he falls and gets up and he doesn't know where he is and he does something and he's in confusions in between the states. So then what can you do with him? And this is why we exist in the corporeal world. And here we have great work in corporeality to arrange our life with our food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge that a person has. He has to arrange his home, his family, the children, the wife, etc. And it is all because it's not that we only exist in spiritual states all the time, but rather we fall to corporeal states. And then, nevertheless, we need to fall into some simple corporeal world of action and to exist in it until we are capable once again of rising to the spiritual forces. Okay, let's go back to Holland.
If it's possible. So what's the counsel? How to stabilize all this?
Just to continue, nothing besides that. As an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. Work like a horse that hears what it is told and it does it. And that's it. In such cases, you have nothing that you can do. And then you realize that you need to arrange such relations in the group that will help you, that they will be around you like certain pressures, like clamps that are pressuring you and forcing you to advance. And if you don't have such a thing in the group, this is really bad. The group must support and also push.
Holland?
Yes, Rav, it's to this question that you were saying earlier that we don't even know ourselves, but what we see is that we have these greater egoistic desires that that arise. And how do we balance this with our need to be solely devoted to the friends, and yet we have to move forward?
By persuading one another, by giving an example to one another, this is how we do it. I don't get anything from above. Above, for me, is the society. If I turn to the Creator instead of the society, that's not good. It's not according to my state, but rather specifically according to my state, I need to turn to the society and by it to advance.
But Rav, you said that we don't even know ourselves. Is there a need for us to discover who I am, like my nature here, how I can, everything I'm going through in the society, within myself? Is there a need for this?
The need for it exists because we want to work with our head, but we don't have anything in our head to work with, but rather only according to the actions. Only according to the actions. From your actions, we know you. Only according to your actions with the friends. After you fall, and you try to somehow bring yourself up from that fall, out of these efforts, not out of the intellect, out of the efforts to connect, to be next to them, to get something out of the connection between you, you begin to understand where you are, where did you fall, and where you are now reaching. I know you, you like to work with your brain, you are a smart person, but it's not going to help you. What will help you is only one thing, as much as possible to be connected in the ten. And if not now, then the following some time. But all in all, 10 or 20 years may pass, or 30 years, until a person becomes convinced, nevertheless, that his spiritual advancement is only through the intensity of his connection with the friends.
Hungarian Polish.
Thank you, Rav. So we are continuing with deeds and build the connection, but that's not enough. We search for something additional emotionally. How can you depict the Creator standing behind the friends that way? What's that?
No, no, you cannot depict the Creator, but rather you need to depict the emotion in the connection between you in the group, and then out of this connection between you and the group, this is how you discover the Creator, as the force that is connecting between you, that exists between you. And you're saying that you simply want to run away from the connection between the friends to the Creator. As if, well, forget the friends, I want to rise to Him. And that's not going to work. To the contrary, what you will discover in the Creator, when you do discover Him, you will discover Him in the connection between the friends. As much as the connection between the friends will become more emotional, more full of life, according to that, you will discover Him. We need to realize again, and not to forget that all of our work is in establishing again the system of Adam HaRishon. This is called, from your actions we get to know you. As much as we establish the connections between us in the system, out of that we attain the mind that exists in the system, that out of the system that we assemble, we feel its operator, its source, the Creator, who created it in such a way, and what for did he break it? So that we, by putting together, by assembling ourselves together, we can get to know Him, His intention. And more and more. We attain everything out of the building of the system. So we have nowhere to run to from that, but rather the deeper we get in assembling these building blocks in the system, just like we build a house out of bricks, let's say, out of building blocks, so we also need to come closer to a state where we understand Him, His mind, His intentions, His purpose. It is all out of us building, and it works out, and it doesn't work out, and it's happening to us in this way. We succeed or we don't succeed. Gradually, we start coming closer to His intention, to His direction, and this is called, from your actions, we know you. That we do not discover the Creator somewhere out there. We discover Him inside of our construction, inside of the connections between us. The essence of the connection between us is the Creator.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, what is the first step to enter this spiritual sea?
The first state, the first degree, the state that we need to enter is that we implement what Rabash writes to us about the group. In spirituality, there's no such thing that I went through these things and I forget about them. It's not like at school or a university. I finished the first course, that's it, I'm done with it, I don't want to think about it, I forget about it already, and I move on. There is no such thing. Here, we are constantly entering deeper in. What I learned in the first lesson, in the second lesson I study it deeper in, and in the third one even deeper in. I'm entering deeper and deeper in. This is why it is called inner work, that we're entering deeper and deeper into creation, out of getting to know it more and more. And the deeper in we get into creation, there we discover more and more the mind and the intentions and the purposes of the Creator. And out of that, we get to know Him. This is how it works. Okay. Well, Gilad, shall we study something?
Yes, we are in excerpt number 45. One must always examine oneself if one's Torah and work do not descend to the abyss. This is because one's greatness is measured by one's measure of adhesion with the Creator, meaning on one's measure of annulment before the Creator. In other words, self-love does not merit reference, and one wishes to annul oneself completely. This is because in one who works in order to receive, the measure of one's work is the measure of the greatness of one's self. And at that time, he becomes a being, an object, and a separate authority. In that state, it is difficult for him to annul before the Creator. However, when one works in order to bestow, when he completes his work, meaning that he has corrected all his vessels of reception for himself from what he has from the root of his soul, and then he has nothing more to do in the world. It follows that one should think and concentrate only on that point.
This means that we, what we do is we constantly, in all of the degrees that we're going through, and we learn that there are five worlds, and in these five worlds, in each one of them, there are five partsufim, and then we have five sfirot, altogether 125 degrees. So each and every degree, all in all, is getting deeper into the connection between us. How else should we be connected? With which additional forces, thoughts, intentions? How else can we be connected? But the work is constantly only in the direction of connection. And therefore, this is what we need to pay attention to until we will all be as one unit. Until we will all see ourselves that we depend on each other, we're connected to each other. And of course, it's not in our egoistic desires, but rather in giving, in bestowal, in support. And then this is how we will advance. This is how we will advance. This is all of our work. Not to get out of the group, not to get out of the connection. Everything that we study, we should see these as components of the connection and see ourselves in increasing connection, more and more internal. So it doesn't, it's not among people. More and more we start to feel the system itself where we are all interconnected. And in this way, we will advance. There is no choice. But only in such a way will we be able to discover the truth. Mark 6. There is a feeling of a connection with the 10, belonging to the friends. What else should we...
That you need to scrutinize on your own. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Rav, qual è la differenza del raggiungere un grado spirituale e quella invece...
Rav, what is the difference between reaching a spiritual degree and crossing the barrier?
And
there There's no... The machsom, the barrier, is the same state after which we start to feel more the connection between us spiritually. That's it. To the extent in which we try to annul each his self towards the friends, then according to that, we more and more come closer until we start to see that there is contact. There is contact between us, and that's called that we cross the machsom. There are states in which we are disconnected from one another, and there are states where we become connected to one another. So the border between them is called the machsom, the barrier.
Unity 2. Tov. Hebrew 10.
Okay, Hebrew 10.
Rav, so what is the difference between crossing the barrier and entering Ibu, impregnation?
That, actually, you could say that it's the same thing. Certainly there are degrees in Ibul and special connections. Ibul is already a certain form of unique connection between friends, and through this we discover the essence of a connection between us, which is the Creator. So it's a certain form of connection to the Creator, although without discernments yet. But that's nevertheless a certain form of connection. PT 35.
Good morning, Rav, and everyone. What is that check that I need to do to examine myself, that my Torah and work do not descend to the abyss, that they are not falling into the abyss?
You try not to disconnect from the friends.
Good morning, Ralph. Please, if friends are creator, should I constantly see bestowing in their actions?
The friends are not the creator. The friends are not the creator, and you shouldn't get confused. Here, what we're learning: friends are the friends, and creator is the creator. They're completely not the same thing. The friends are the vessels by which, through which, I, when I'm standing before them, as they're vessels like me, but that when I'm before them, then through them I start to receive a special bestowal from the Creator. But it's not that the friends are the Creator. And also, friends are not me. But if I can relate to them in a special way, then I can discover through them my connection with the Creator. That's it, only in such a way. Hear what we're saying, and not what you think.
Excerpt 46. Man has no power to go against nature. Our sages said about this, he who comes to purify is aided. So he may revoke the will of others. In other words, all the desires that awaken in the body and resist his having the ability to engage in the desire to bestow, the Creator does this. In other words, the Creator gives him the ability to revoke. It was said, so that he will revoke the will of others before your will. You want to engage in the desire to bestow. but you cannot. Your reward will be that you will receive assistance from the Creator.
Again,
excerpt 46. Man has no power to go against nature. Our sages said about this, he who comes to purify is aided, so he may revoke the will of others. In other words, all the desires that awaken in the body and resist his having the ability to engage in the desire to bestow, the Creator does this. In other words, the Creator gives him the ability to revoke. It was said, so that he will revoke the will of others before your will. You want to engage in the desire to bestow, but you cannot. Your reward will be that you will receive assistance from the Creator.
Meaning to receive assistance from the Creator is the reward.
Rab, che cosa vuol dire affinché egli annulli il desiderio degli altri prima del suo desiderio?
What does it mean until he will revoke the will of others before your will?
We're asking from the Creator to nullify our ego so that we will be able to connect with my friends, and from the connection with the friends to connect also with the Creator. That's it. That's what I'm asking for. For him to help me stabilize this connection. As it's written, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That's how it is. Oh wait, we have Turkey 4.
Good morning, Krav. Good morning, Kurt Klee. A question from my time. How can I examine myself whether I cancel enough myself to the 10?
How can you check whether you're nullifying yourself completely towards the 10? It's according to what Rabash writes on in the social writings. As many zeros as you put before you or behind you. As much as you diminish yourself relative to the friends. And here we also need to be careful that you diminish yourself against the friends. When you do that, it's I'm sorry. I have a lot of thoughts. I can't concentrate right now. Read again. That was 46.
Excerpt 46. Man has no power to go against nature. Our sages said about this, he who comes to purify is aided, so he may revoke the will of others. In other words, all the desires that awaken in the body and resist his having the ability to engage in the desire to bestow, the Creator does this. In other words, the Creator gives him the ability to revoke. It was said so that he will revoke the will of others before your will. You want to engage in the desire to bestow, but you cannot. Your reward will be that you will receive assistance from the Creator.
So what did our friend ask? From Italy, from Turkey for?
I think that revoking the will of others, it seems like he's talking about others, but these are the desires that are hindering connection.
Yes, of course, from within a person.
But if you take it literally, what does it mean to revoke the will of others?
No, that's clear. A person is a small world, and he has the ability to identify that it seemingly comes from the Creator, and other desires that they come from the side of man. And so he needs to establish himself in such a way that he's adhered to the upper will, upper desire, that comes from the Creator relative to his desires. PT3.
What does it mean? How can I check myself that I'm annulling enough before the friends?
That's a matter of feeling, sir. You have no instrument and you won't receive from any place a report about it. But rather, to the extent in which you want to feel the friends and to be connected to them, bowed before them, and then you'll be able to measure your relations towards them.
But how can I know that I'm not becoming confused? There seems to be a lot of confusion around this thing of what is annulment, what is connection.
If you continue despite the annulment more and more, then eventually you receive the tools to examine, measure, weigh what state you're in. There's nothing you can do about it. It's only out of the actions, out of the experience.
Unity 2.
Rav, I had technical issues. If there is a situation of stress, tension between the friends, what should I ask for the 10, or should the 10 ask together?
There's the individual work and there's the group work. That's why each needs to ask for the 10 for connection, for it to be as one man in one heart, in one desire. And with that, you need to feel that you're coming to that same one desire, and we're each all asking to be incorporated in one desire. So there's the individual work of a person, and there's the work of the ten. And each time we kind of collect their personal desires to incorporate in one another, and the desire, the integral desire that they're incorporated in as the sum of the individual desires.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Why doesn't the reply come at the same moment we ask for assistance from the Creator? Thank you.
Since we're not ready to hear it, all the questions and answers, all that there is in the spiritual plane. There's nothing new. And even all your questions that you might ask in another, in years from now, on higher, upper degrees, towards the end of correction, they too are all in that field that is between us and ahead of us. But we don't reveal it yet. We don't see it yet, because according to our efforts, we discover all these states. Only the difference is in the speed in which we reveal them and in what manner we reveal them. whether in a good way or a bad way. But the fact that everything is already there and to the end of correction, it's defined that everything will cascade from perfection to imperfection from above down. And we are just returning to those same states from below upwards. But when we return to them in our ascent from below upwards, it depends on our exertion and in what manner we receive this ascent, as much as it is intensive and in what manner we feel it. That's already, but the degrees are defined in advance, and questions that we will ask ourselves and stumble upon already all exist, because they awaken in order for us to scrutinize each and every state along the way.
Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, а насколько
стремиться преодолеть пройти Махсон?
В то время как вы
What extent we need to aspire to cross the barrier while you already gave us answers? You heard about it from Barasulam and Rabash, but for dozens of years we're talking about it, about crossing the barrier.
Can you explain what that is? Can you explain to yourself what it is to cross the Machsom? Where in you, in your heart exactly, is that barrier? How do you connect your hearts in order to break it? Because the barrier, the Machsom, is between one another, as you cannot connect the hearts. And how is that possible? By the fact that you try to connect and to cry out and scream and demand from the Creator. All the way to my sons have defeated me, where we need forcefully to take out of him the force to cross the Machsom. With our pressure on him, through us putting pressure on our ego, so that in such a way we can go through, cross the Machsom. So it's not a matter of 10 or 20 years.
Ken.
Yes.
Yes, you once answered me also that it's through the eye of the needle. There is the heart of stone, this wall of stone, that's where it breaks. And the yearning of the hearts, this is what the light does, however.
In accordance with our invitation, according to our request and demand from RBF.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Toda Rav, I can see the friend's deficiency by their efforts, by their words, by their emotion. They show and tell of their deficiency. It's been said to offer all their deficiencies as a bouquet to the Creator all day. Is there anything more we can do to hasten the advancement of the world, Kli, and humanity? Thank you, Rav.
I can't tell you what to do. It's written, do all that you can do with your in your hands and with your might you should do. And to give you some sentence or one condition, that would be incorrect. You see how much we're learning, and everything we learn is in order to concentrate ourselves all together and only for one state. To cross this barrier, this border between corporeality and spirituality. That's it.
Czechoslovak free.
Dear Raf, is it possible to use the power of those desires away from connection to achieve the desire to bestow?
Yes, of course, yes, we need to do that as well.
PT31. How to see in a day, in our daily reality, an example from the Creator for acts of bestowal, and by that to get to know Him.
In our reality, I don't see anything. In our reality, we only see increasing upcoming problems that come to humanity, and these troubles, these pressures and blows come in a more and more organized manner, where all of humanity is trying to suffer like one body. And this is a good sign that we're progressing towards the general correction. Fires, floods, and there will be all kinds of additional problems that all will be, all these troubles are common to all of humanity.
Yes. From those incidents, can we get to know the Creator from what we see?
No, from bad, you can't get to know the Creator. You can get to know the Creator only from the good that you tried to do. 46, yes?
We finished 46.
Oh, then 47.
47. In order for the Creator to revoke the will of others, meaning the will to receive, which is the will of others and not of Kedusha, holiness, a person must first begin this work. And then the Creator gives him the assistance required for it. This is so for the known reason that there is no light without a kli, vessel. That is, nothing comes from above unless there is a desire below. Since the desire is called the need for it. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Revoke your will, meaning the will to receive, before His will, meaning before the will of the Creator. For the will of the Creator is to bestow. Then, when you begin, according to the labor that you will give in order to revoke the will to receive, to that extent, the need to ask the Creator to help you will form. And then you will receive a complete desire and need for His help.
Itafri.
Rav, buongiorno. Grazie per l'opportunità. Come posso cambiare la sensazione di distanza e di
Good morning, Rav. Thanks for the opportunity to ask. How can I replace the feeling of distancing, of the shattering, and come to a feeling of wholeness?
That's what we learn. This is in accordance with as much as I advance in replacing my will to receive to a desire to bestow.
What are the spiritual signs in the connection of the hearts?
What?
What are the spiritual signs or indications in the connection of the hearts? What do we see?
That we feel us all in one heart, as it's written. You can't explain that, just feel it. And feeling is not given in the intellect, but only in our feelings. In our intellect, we can only help with counsels, advices to one another of how to connect our emotions, our feelings. But when we connect and feel phenomena, those are already phenomena that are in the feeling, not in the intellect. Merkaz 1.
Why is it that in every action that we need to do, it has to be with our lack of success and asking the Creator for help?
That's what we call the recognition of evil, where along the way we discover how all the qualities, all that's in us, how much it's not successful, not capable of leading us to corrections, connections, attainments, because we are all in the evil incarnation, in the shattering. Hence, our entire exertion is in order to discover that we're not capable of anything and to turn to the Creator and ask from Him for the force of connection, and then in the force of connection for us to discover the unification with the unique one of the world, the Creator.
But why does it have to come each time with lack of success and turning to Him? Why can't I, for example, read something and understand from the words of Kabbalists that I need to do something?
You can't do a thing with your intellect. That I, when you say, I understand, you already heard this from me many times what I'm saying now. So why isn't that enough for you? Well, why isn't that enough for you? But each time, again and again, you're stumbling, stuck on the same things, because working with our feelings and not with our intellect. And therefore, with your intellect, you can be smart and you can be writing such wise things. But with the emotion, with the feeling, it won't work until you do this truly within the system of desires that you have. And that's what we work with. That's why it takes so long and demands a foreign force, the force of the group and the force of the Creator. And we will move to the next part, to Pticha.
So let's sing together.
Rise to a new degree, you and me. Right here and now we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides Him and we won't let go. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free. It's coming true, we are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into our new land.